Turnout's been steady. Statistically speaking, it looks a lot like the last election. So we think the estimates that turnout would be very, very low in this election are probably not correct. We're starting to think there'll be a bigger turnout than the experts were expecting.
You're encouraged by that?
The more people that vote, the better. It breaks my heart to see so many people unregistered and people who don't bother to vote. America is about voting. Voting is America's gift to the world, and we should all exercise our right to vote.
I've talked to a lot of Republicans in Anne Arundel County, and they have observed that this has been a race that has been negative between you and the county executive. County executive criticizes you. You criticize her. Can you comment on that?
I don't think it's been negative. I think it's been very competitive. These are two well-financed, well-organized campaigns, and the stakes are high. The Republican county executive of Anne Arundel County will be one of the top Republican elected officials in this state and will have a lot to say about the direction of Maryland and Anne Arundel County in the years to come. So it's important that both campaigns get their messages out so that voters can decide the best person to assume that responsibility for Anne Arundel County and for the state of Maryland.
Is it automatic that the Republicans are going to win? You still have to go to a general election. Now, if you wake up Wednesday morning, you find Steve Shue is not the winner. Do you support Laura Newman if this happens?
Absolutely. I have pledged to Ms. Newman to come together as her number one volunteer if I lose this race. It is imperative that a Republican be county executive of Anne Arundel County. The general election is by no means a gimme for the Republican Party. This county has been leaning Republican in recent years, but Democrats most definitely can and have won the county executive office. So we are going to have to work hard to win, particularly against a formidable candidate like George Johnson, who is well-respected and a personal friend and a very good person.
Has the fact that, you know, what happened to former county executive Leopold, has that made it more challenging for a Republican to run this year?
No, I don't believe that voters hold Mr. Leopold's peculiarities and his escapades at the mall against Republicans generally. They do not in any way reflect what we as Republicans stand for. They were specific to Mr. Leopold.
What's been the biggest misconception spread about Steve Shue in this primary race?
Well, my opponent has built her campaign on the idea that I'm Obama, O'Malley, and Al Capone all rolled into one. And I don't think voters are buying it. I've been a Maryland state delegate for 8 years. I've been in the trenches battling Martin O'Malley's tax increases, his assaults on the Second Amendment and American citizenship. I think the voters of this county know what I'm about, limited government and personal responsibility.
And yet, County Executive Newman has pointed out, and other Democrats have pointed out, that you voted for the legislation, and let's clarify this, it didn't set the rain tax, but it established the stormwater management fee and the whole structure. Could you explain that?
There are two bills. There is a state bill and a county bill, and my opponent's trying to make voters think they are one and the same. They're not. They're connected, but they're different. The state bill in 2011 required the counties to repair their failing storm pipes and other infrastructure, and it authorized a fee, but it gave each county complete flexibility to go about it in whatever they wanted, including financing it out of existing resources with no new taxes.
And that's the bill you voted for?
That's the bill I voted for, and I continue to support it because we have to maintain our infrastructure of storm pipes to manage the water flowing into the bay and keep our bay clean so people can swim in it and boat in it. It's important. Now, I do not believe that Anne Arundel County should have imposed a new tax to fund it. The county had adequate funds available to meet the state requirements from existing resources. So I have consistently opposed Anne Arundel County's rain tax, which was a response to the state bill. Again, my opponent is trying to make it sound like those two bills are the same thing. They're not. I support the state bill. I oppose the county bill.
And so you want Anne Arundel County to do what Frederick County, Carroll County did, where they took money out of their other budget and to fund the stormwater management program. In fact, Carroll, I think, didn't even establish a tax.
Precisely. Carroll County and Frederick are demonstrable evidence that the state bill did not require any county to implement a new tax. They are funding the state-required infrastructure improvements from existing resources. That's what Anne Arundel County should do and what we will do under my administration. I believe in the projects. They have to get done.
You've had your seat in the House for 8 years, all people I talked to is if you had run for your seat again, you would have probably won re-election. You could have developed, you know, stay in the General Assembly as long as you like, I guess, at least according to the voters I talked to. Why give that up and run for county executive?
Well, as a citizen legislator, a part-time legislator, I never believed in making a career out of the House of Delegates. I think that two terms for me is plenty, and I made my contribution, particularly with Jessica's Law 2010. Mm-hmm. Very proud of that law, and I don't think I'll ever be able to surpass that in my public service. I decided that I would either leave public service, or if I could find a way to continue and make a contribution, I would, and I believe I can as county executive.
Let me ask you about the endorsement of Bob and Kendall Ehrlich. How important is that to the voters of Anne Arundel County?
Voters in Anne Arundel County have tremendous respect for Governor Ehrlich and First Lady Kendall. They have given so much to our state, to our county, to the Republican Party. Nobody on this planet has worked harder to advance Republican principles than Bob and Kendall Ehrlich, and I am so honored that they chose to support me and endorse me in this election.
What's the next 5 days going to be like for you?
A lot like the last five, knocking on a lot of doors, meeting voters on their doorsteps. We'll be continuing with our heavy mail and heavy radio advertising. It's going to be a close finish, I think, but I feel good. I feel like the momentum is with us. Everywhere I go, I feel a lot of excitement about my campaign and about the future of Anne Arundel County.
Okay. Why don't we go knock on some doors?